Okay.
You ready, Ms. Deborah? All right. Members, thank you so much for joining us in the Education Appropriations Conference. Ms. Deborah, please call roll.
Senator Galvano.
Here.
Senator Abruzza.
Here.
Senator Bullard.
Here.
Senator Dietert.
Here.
Senator Legge.
Here.
Senator Mumford.
Here.
Senator Sachs. Senator Simmons.
Here.
Senator Thrasher.
Here.
Senator at Large. Senator Gardner. Senator Joyner. Senator Margolis. Senator Rickner. Senator Smith. House, Jefferson,
here.
Representatives Atkins,
here.
Ahern, Castor Dental, Clark Reed, Fitzhagen,
here.
Nunez,
here.
Perry, Rayburn,
here.
Reed, Stone,
here.
Taylor,
here.
At large, Representatives Baxley, Coley, Gibbons,
here.
Gonzalez, Holder, Jones,
here.
O'Toole,
here.
Roussan,
here.
Sinks, Thurston,
here.
Wallman,
here.
Williams,
here.
Workman, Young. A quorum, Mr. President, Mr. Chair.
Thank you so much, Ms. Deborah. Chairman Galvano, welcome, and you are recognized, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, Senators, House members, we have Senate offer number 2, which I am going to go over with you all, but I need you to pay a special attention to the beginning here, because we have 2 contingencies in the offer. Our offer includes a removal of the principal training allocation from the FEFP and accepts the House position to fund administrators' professional development training in the non-FEFP at $8,358,210. And it also reduces Bright Futures funding to align with current student award levels and the most recent enroll conference estimates consistent with the House position. These 2 items are in exchange and contingent upon the House accepting the Senate positions on the following issues: summer algebra camps in FEFP, the teacher training in non-FEFP, the Senate's position on FRAG funding and student award levels, and the Senate's position on the Florida National Merit Scholar Incentive Program. Beyond that contingency, we can move now to the spreadsheet, and we'll start with page 4 for the early learning budget. Line 31C, we accept the House position on Literacy Jumpstart Pilot Project for $100,000. Line 31E, we move to the House position on the Help Me Grow program for $2 million. For the FEFP, which begins on page 6, the Senate offers a 3.25% increase in total funds and a 2.71% per student increase to include on line 2Q, as I have stated, that we have removed the principal training allocation from FEFP. Again, that was contingent. And on line 2S, we offer a modified Senate position on the Juvenile Justice Education Supplement of an additional $1 million for career education and industry certification training to match the House's original position. Again, our updated FEFP summary is included in the packet. In non-FEFP, we will attempt to close many of the issues in this pass, beginning on page 7. On line 7B, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $300,000 for PACE, P-A-E-C. On line 27E, we offer $2 million for the Alliance of Boys and Girls Clubs. On line 27F, we match the House offer of $200,000 for teen trendsetters. On line 27G, the Senate accepts the House position on YMCA State Alliance YMCA Reads for $2 million. On line 31A, the Senate accepts the House position of an additional $500,000 for crop. On line 45A, we accept the House position for an additional $150,000 for the New World School of the Arts. On line 69A, the Senate offers a modified position to provide an additional $1 million for the card centers. On line 86C, as I mentioned, as part of our contingent offer, the Senate provides $8.3 million for administrator training in non-FEFP budget. On line 98C, the Senate moves to the House position on the Safe School Security Assessment Tool. On line 129C, the Senate moves to the House position on Girl Scouts. On line 129E, the Senate accepts the House position of $134,524 for the academic attorney. On line 129G, the Senate accepts the House offer on culinary training. On line 129L, we provide a modified offer of $500,000 for the Mourning Family Foundation. On line 129Q, we accept the House position of $232,000 for Girl Scouts. On line 129S, we move to the House position of $1 million for Lawrence Kids. On line 129T, we accept the House position of $400,000 for the Seed School. On line 129U, for Agenda 2020, we accept the House offer of $975,000. On line 129X, we move to the House on City of Hialeah Educational Academy Charter School for $500,000. On line 129Y, we agree with the House on Coral Gables Environmental Sustainability Design Education Program for $200,000. On line 129Z, the Senate accepts the House offer for Coral Springs Safety Town for $250,000. On line 129AH, the Senate accepts the House position for Holocaust Memorial Miami Beach, $150,000. On line 129AN, we want to clarify that the name of the school is the Tampa Bay Region Aeronautics STEM School at a Senate position of $1.5 million. On line 129AS, the Senate provides a modified offer of $750,000 for the SRI International School Digital Mathematics. On line 129, remember, line 129 is a good line to be on. On line 129AX, we accept the House position on the Neighborhood Initiative Summer Job Program for $100,000. On lines 129AY and 129AZ, the Senate accepts the House offer of $150,000 each for the single-gender schools in Broward and Duval school districts. On line 129BA, the Senate accepts the House offer of $200,000 for the Minority Male Mentoring Initiative. On line 129BF, the Senate accepts the House offer of $1.87 million for the Hialeah Gardens Educational Center programs. Finally, for the non-FEFP, on line 139C, the Senate accepts the House offer of $1.6 million additional funds for Communication Autism Navigator. For Educational Media and Technology, on line 16D, the Senate moves to the House position to provide $1 million for the Florida Public Broadcasting System Learning Media Content Library. In the Florida College System, on page 18, on line 1A, the Senate moves to the House position of $5 million for level of funding for CAPE performance-based industry incentives. On line 7C, the Senate moves closer to the House position for college funding model compression equity with an offer of $14.5 million. All other funding for the Florida college system is maintained at the Senate position. In state universities, beginning on page 19, the Senate accepts the position on line 1A to provide $2 million additional dollars to Moffitt Cancer Center. On line 7AD, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $100,000 for the FIU Economic Development Study. On line 7AM, the Senate offers a modified position to provide $1.25 million to the USF All Children's Partnership at Johns Hopkins. On line 7AU, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $1.4 million for the USF Sarasota Manatee STEM programs at Moat. On line 7BD, the Senate offers a modified position to provide $4.9 million to UCF modeling, simulation, and training simulation expansion. On line 7BJ, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $600,000 to the UNF Culture of Completion and Career Initiative. On line 7BM, the Senate offers a modified House position to provide $483.31 recurring dollars to the USF Moat Marine Lab STEM. On line 7BQ, the Senate offers $1.25 million to USF St. Pete for the Infant Mental Health Center. On line 12K, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $1.2 million in the IFAS Southwest Florida Immokalee Research and Education Center. On line 12L, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $1.5 million to the IFAS Bock Tower Educational Partnership. On line 18I, the Senate offers a modified position to provide $500,000 to the USF Med Center Veteran Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Study. On line 29C, the Senate accepts the House position not to provide funds for military ESC, early intervention services. On line 40E, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $800,000 to the FIU Med School for the Neuroscience Centers of Florida's Foundation. In vocational rehabilitation, beginning on page 22, on lines 10A, 23A, and 36A, the Senate offers a modified House position for the drawdown of additional federal funds. The House offer funded the issue solely with non-recurring funds, while the Senate provides a mix of recurring and non-recurring the way the Department had requested. On line 15A, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $750,000 for item. In private colleges and universities, on page 26, line 11D, the Senate offers $400,000 for an increase at Edward Waters. On line 11E, the Senate offers $400,000 for an increase at Florida Memorial University. On line 20B, the Senate accepts the House position to provide $145,000 to Barry University for the Bachelor's in Nursing and Master's in Social Work program. On line 28C, the Senate offers a modified House position to provide $1 million to Jacksonville University and removes duplicative funding from line 28F. Finally, in student financial aid, page 28, line 1D, the Senate accepts the offer, the House position, and offer for Bright Futures funding, subject to my prior comments. On page 28, line 34A, the Senate accepts the House position on the Children and Spouses of Deceased and Disabled Veterans Scholarship. That is the spreadsheet offer. We maintain the Senate position on all other issues, and as we've been doing during this conference, I'm going to have my staff director go through the proviso, Mr. Chair, if that's your pleasure.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Tim.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Senators, and House members. As I did last night, I'm going to highlight the changes from our Senate offer number one. And you should have a proviso sheet behind your in your packet there. So I'm going to go to line one, Northwest Regional Data Center. We accept the House position. Now if you'll go ahead and skip to the next page on line four, we offer a modified House position, which is just some change, a minor change in the language, and I think you can see it underlined down there. And if you'll go to the next page on line five, we accept House offer number one regarding early learning standards and accountability. It's on line five. Okay. So let me just make sure we're right there. On line five, if this is for early learning standards and accountability, we accept House offer number one. All right, if you'll skip over a couple pages to, line 12. And this is regarding principal training. I think the chair, we've already spoken about that in his remarks, and so we accept the House offer number two regarding that. And if you'll skip to page 7, should be line 15, and it may be actually the second line 15. There are actually two of those. and this is for the College Reach Out program, and we accept House Offer Number 2. Again, that's line 15, the second one. Skip over a couple pages to line 18, and this is some introductory language for the State Board of Education. We offer a modified Senate position to our earlier language. This is, again, just for the minor change to the language for the Guaranteed Loan Management Program. Everything else in there stays the same. We'll go to line 21, and this is the Workforce Information System for your tech centers. We accept the House position on the Workforce Information System proviso. You go to line 23, I think, again, as the chair has remarked in his comments regarding the budget, we accept House Offer Number 2 for industry certification performance funding for the colleges. And skip to line 32. This is a back-of-the-bill issue regarding the career and education planning system. We offer a modified House position. It's simply a clause that we've added at the end there, and you can see that underlined. On line 35, this is back of the bill. This is a new issue, and it's to revert and reappropriate the unexpended balance of funds from the Child Care Executive Partnership Program. And lastly, on item 38, there's a little typo there. I got happy with the back of the bill. That's actually not back of the bill. That's Senate Appropriation 139, and this is a new issue regarding DOE reporting requirements for the statewide longitudinal data system. That's the offer, Mr. Chair.
I thought you just named it Bob. Chairman, that's our offer.
Thank you so much, Chair Galvano. We have some time constraints, obviously, but we're going to try to just settle down, go back to the office for a little bit, and turn around quickly. So everybody, please just be on standby. We're hoping to get you out of here in the next couple of hours.
So, thank you.
With nothing else, Chair O'Toole moves you rise.